All right, welcome. I am so excited. This video, I wanted to talk about Cursor AI and AI coding in general. I think it's a very interesting topic, and I think it's something that we should think about. And I'll tell you a little bit more in just a minute.
In my veins, I've been driving this train. Years in this lane, there's no stopping this flame. Cause I came to the game and I changed it to play how I like.
So what do I mean? Cursor AI, let me show you. So this has been a topic of conversation, I guess we could say, for the last week, because there's a new software that's out. But Cursor AI is a software that helps, or platform that helps, I should say, with code generation. And it talks about completing your next edit. So it's suggesting code for you. So it helps you to code. Here you've got code generation. It'll generate code for you. It'll do edits for you, smart rewrites, cursor prediction. And you can talk to the AI about your code. So this is amazing. I mean, this is great as far as helping those who do not know how to code and those who do code to code more effectively. So I want to get your thoughts. And I did have a quick conversation concerning this that, okay, you can still use this, but you'll still need to know how to code to use it effectively. And I thought that was a profound point. You still need to know how to do it. It's going to help you to move forward. And I also heard another thought point where now we can generate a lot of text. We can generate a lot of things, right? So we can generate a lot of things, but now we spend more time editing. Where before we spent more time in generating and then less time in editing. So it's sort of things are kind of flipped. And I think if you can generate, so create the code, this will really help you with that editing portion of the code. So I want to get your thoughts, hear what you think about this. I think we're moving into a direction where more and more individuals can get into coding without having to code, and those who do code can code a lot more. What will that mean for software developers, engineers, those who are studying this? How is that going to impact them? Will that lower the demand moving forward? And I guess from my point of view, if you need fewer people, then, and you can do more with the people that you have, what does that do to the salary or the value that individuals who are able to code and produce software and generate these assets, which are intangible, how is that going to impact them and their value that they're generating? Is that going to lower that value, or is it going to increase it? I'm of the mindset it's going to lower that value. And I think initially we'll see where you can do more with less or fewer people. And then eventually you'll need just a few people. So there won't be that demand for more and more individuals. But I do think this, and this was another interesting point that I came across, was that the individuals who do have the high level coding skills. So meaning, if you think into the future, you won't have to know as much or be trained on as much to do certain coding tasks, right? But those who've been highly trained and highly skilled, I think those skills will be highly valued. So you'll see that eventually there'll be less and less training, because you'll need more and more training on the AI as we're shifting from this editing doing more on the edit side versus the creation side. So if it's more focused on the editing, you need fewer individuals and training on the content generation. You need to focus on the editing. But those who've been trained and learned how to create will be able to give more value, because then they can kind of think out of the box and do things and understand things in a deeper level on the creation side versus someone who is more on the editing side. Love to hear what you think. Appreciate you. Make sure you hit like and subscribe.